good morning. It is 9:09 at KBUR. It is an open phone day today. Colin Letty is across the console. We're talking about anything and everything that may be on your mind. What Colin mentioning the, what did you say, the smell of asphalt and diesel downtown because all the construction
we've
that's going.
Ended winter. We're officially in the other season in the state.
Lots of construction is underway. Please, again,
slow down.
We had Dr. Michael Ash also on with us. You know, there's a Memorial Auditorium is the site for a number of things, but trying to find a parking place, if you're going to park someplace, if you can, by all means, park to the south or be willing to walk a ways. I know some of the events are having shuttles. I know that they're using Memorial Auditoriums where they're having the SEC graduation, though, because of the size and the distance and the thing. It's nice to have what the events that were canceled and not around, they're coming back.
It's pretty nice, isn't it?
What's happening? At least officially, they could change it, but Players Workshop looking to go to full attendance for the first time in, since the pandemic hit in 2020. Everything in 2020 was just sort of up in the air, wasn't it?
Not even up in the air.
No, it was gone.
Nothing happened.
It was nothing happened. And we have...
Well, not nothing happened.
No.
A lot of stuff did happen.
No, a lot of stuff they did have. Baseball did come back, even though it was a little bit... It was an abbreviated season. Began, I believe, in the end of July, wasn't it?
Yeah, and give us a real insight to the wonderfully warm and friendly negotiations that go on with baseball and the players.
And the other thing is that they... No, but you only played in your division, or either your division or the... coinciding division in the other league, right?
They lumped together a bunch of the divisions, so you actually got some diversity in competition.
Now, something I have to say, I'm going to say this about baseball.
The AL and NL Central played each other pretty much the entirety of the 60-game season.
Now, they've done something that I really don't like, and that is, and I didn't like it when they did it the first time. When if a game goes to extra innings, The next team out there puts the first team at bat after the extra innings gets to have a guy on second base.
Yeah, I think we both agree that's kind of stupid.
It just really, I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to shorten the games, right?
They're trying to speed it up because oftentimes the pace of Major League Baseball games could be described as glacial.
Okay. My wife.
I've seen soccer games that move faster.
My wife described, we were talking about curling when we had the Olympics on. She said, curling is the Olympic equivalent of golf to her.
You're actually not too far off.
Well, no, because if you don't play golf or you don't understand or you don't like golf or you don't know anything about it or it's whatever, but you can have it on the TV and be laying on the couch and just doze off, basically, is what you Although, I guess curling is, I'm never quite sure exactly how the scoring goes, because I know they have to get their stones in that circle, and whoever can keep the most stones in the circle is the team that's going to win. I think, I don't know, did you ever follow curling at all?
I really know nothing about it,
never
but
mind.
I enjoyed watching it.
You enjoyed falling asleep on the couch, is that what you did?
No, it's anyway. Just the thing you put on while you're waiting for the hockey
right,
to come on.
Right. What else has happened this past week? You know, we mentioned it.
Because they always put curling right before the hockey game started.
The slap that will not go away.
Can we stop talking about this, please?
I'm just saying it. I'm just bringing it up because it's still being talked about. Have you been following anything?
No.
You haven't been?
Because I don't care.
How can you, any news channel, any of the other things, it's, now, what is...
I think you're underestimating the phrase actively ignore.
Okay, you're actively ignoring. I understand.
Because I have no interest in this whatsoever.
I
have no interest in a lively broadcast fistfight between middle-aged comedians.
I will say that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote a very... He is actually... Did you know that he's a very great... He's a very good author and a highly regarded author. Did you know that?
I have never read a book by Kareem, but if he has an autobiography, rest assured I'm looking for
it now.
Well,
it's not an autobiography. He's written a lot of books. Some of the Sherlock Holmes, a number of Sherlock Holmes mysteries, and a number of other books connected to it. But
needless to say, I don't think he's known primarily for his literary abilities.
He's obviously known for his prowess on the basketball court.
Obviously, you know what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is known
the
for.
The greatest center in the two greatest centers in the history of basketball are
Kareem and Shaq.
No, Kareem and Bill Russell.
Bill Russell's overrated.
Not.
He was playing a bunch of part-time players in an era where there wasn't a ton of competition outside of, for him, other than Will Chamberlain.
Okay, enough said. We could argue about this. We're not going to argue on it. Anyway, what he did is he wrote an opinion piece that was, I believe, in the LA Times and in a number of other syndicated papers. But what he did is he wrote and he said, you know, okay, so the guy gets up. Obviously, he's had, you know, in fact, he's obviously had too much alcohol, right? I think, at least, I don't think Will Smith would have been what he was if he wasn't highly lubricated. That's my opinion.
I guess, but I'm just saying, I don't know why people are looking for an excuse for why he would do that.
I think it's the kind of thing. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
You'd have to ask him.
Well, why would you embarrass yourself, embarrass the Academy, embarrass the awards, embarrass, frankly, because your wife looked at you? Okay, anyway, enough said. That's all I'm going to say. But Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, if you have a chance, read his. He said, talking about the fact is he perpetuated a number of myths about black-on-black crime, and the fact is that unable to hold back emotions or unable to stop from committing an assault. All of those stereotypes that are out there, basically, Will Smith basically helped perpetuate, and that's just simply all I'm going to say. All right. What else is going on? Butchery going on in Ukraine. That, to me, is in the war crimes. To me, this is... And then Russia saying they think it's staged. It's, you know, I know they're going to say that because they have their lines already written for them by Vladimir Putin, that is. I don't know. What's going to happen
Putin
in this situation?
That is.
What do you do? I don't know how this thing can, and the fact is he's got, I don't know what. The thousands of people, over 200,000 of basically millennials in Russia have left. They've left the country. And they're probably not going to be coming back anytime soon.
No, because obviously you don't want to live in a place that does things like that.
Well, and there's many thousands.
Live in a place where the government does things like that.
And there's thousands in prison right now because they were objecting or
protesting. Which, in case you didn't know, is illegal.
It's illegal. No, not only is it illegal, but it's punishable by a 10-year prison sentence. Did you know that?
10 years, minimum of 7.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Yeah, this is what I call, you know, Putin has made Russia really a pretty rotten place. It was doing pretty well.
It was on the upswing, but then...
He's taken it right down the tube, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wish somebody could do something to... Well, I'm not going to say anything, but then we're on that.
Careful.
I know.
Tread
anyway,
lightly.
I know. It's 319-754-1490. I don't know what you can do. The West has not done the West. I mean, we've stepped up with a lot of military hardware and things like that.
And pretty much every civilized Western nation has gone after Russia's economy and basically tanked it.
But it isn't having any effect on Putin, is it?
No, because he doesn't care.
He doesn't care, and he also doesn't need he's got all the money in the world that he needs. Yeah.
I'm saying, what is the solution here?
I don't know.
And that's the point.
I don't know. But
what is the logical solution here without boots on the ground is the real question.
No, we can't have boots on the ground. I agree
exactly.
on that.
So what's the answer?
Well, I would say...
It's not boots on the ground, I can tell you that much.
Well, I would say that if you've got If Poland or somebody is willing to put give a fleet of fighters to the Ukrainian Air Force, they ought to be able to get them. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's and they
want us to do it so they don't get the brunt of the aggression.
See, that's it. Everybody wants to. We can't be the policemen of the world. We can't be. We've always been that one. We are the ones that started NATO.
We've tried to.
Well, we've always been in that position of being one.
Yeah, and why? Because we put ourselves there.
Because we have. Because nobody else would. There had to be somebody leading the free world, didn't there?
Yeah.
Nobody else would. Nobody else would stand up. We've been stuck by ourselves trying to do these things.
Yeah, we've also put ourselves in some situations we never should have been in.
Of course we have. We should never have been in Iraq, and we should never in Afghanistan. No, has anybody ever won in Afghanistan? Well, we got out of Afghanistan in the most horrible way, but beyond that, anyway. All right, 753-19-754-1490. Let's see, what else is going on? The school bill, I'm not sure where we stand on that bill. That was a bill that passed the House and is now going to the Senate. This is one that allows parents to determine or to basically, rule, or I'm not sure exactly how that happened, how it works, but okay. Parents have the ability to object
if
to...
If I can give you my basic understanding of this... And this basically is the bill that also offers these scholarships and grants to private schools so they can improve their enrollment, which is, again, further punishing the public.
If I'm right, part of it is also paying, utilizing tax dollars to help help for to not only
fund private schools
and to fund tuition at private schools.
Yep, further punishing public education in this country, which it certainly doesn't need. But another part of it is they're requiring, by law, teachers and administrators to have their full curriculums available for parental viewing, and thus they can say, hey, I don't want my kid learning this. I don't want you to teach them, and they have the right to pull them out.
Okay, they have. So, well, what does the parent, if a parent objects, does it automatically mean it gets tossed out?
I think... From what I understand, I don't know the full extent of this, but from what I understand, it's that kid can be taken out of that curriculum. And I think if enough parents were to object to it, then it would be eliminated from the curriculum entirely.
Okay. So we basically have not book burning, but book censorship is what we have. Is that right?
Yes. And you've heard my feelings on that.
Yeah, I know. It's I don't know how anybody else feels about that. I think
it's dumb. Because if you want to guarantee someone that a group of people reads something, what's the easiest way to do it?
Ban it. Of course.
If you go down to buy the book in Burlington down on Jefferson Street, which is a great store. They're not a sponsor. I just want to give them a plug because they're great. There's an entire end cap on one of their shelves that's just nothing but banned books.
Actually, we have had them as a sponsor before. So,
oh, we have.
Yeah, we have. It's okay. You can say this.
I'll give them a plug because they're a great store.
We have had. In fact, we had an author that was doing a thing that was, and we had the owner of Burlington Buy the Book on the air with us, along with that author about a book signing.
Then I'll plug them all the live long day because they're great. Great.
Anyway,
I think I buy at least one book every couple of months from there.
And did you see this? Did you remember when I read the story about it was a library in Maine that was basically stocking
all
its shelves with
books.
Everything banned everywhere else? They would not, if you wanted to read it, now, I'm not sure, if you wanted to read a banned book, it was there. But, you know, we've had censorship, we've had banned books, we've had book burnings. We've had all kinds of things.
Like, you understand why certain things would not be taught in schools?
I do understand that. A lot of this has to do with the LS, what I'm trying to think of. I'm losing my, is it PFLAG? Is that right? Is that the, you know, the one for the various, those who are of a differing, what is it?
PFLAG. I'm not sure I follow.
It's LSBTQ, isn't it?
LGBTQ?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
You know what I'm looking for. I just
We need to get, this is a bit of a roundabout way to get here, but we're here now.
We did get there, right? Okay, you know what I mean.
So what does this have to do with this?
The fact is, because if anything it has to do with gender identification, anything it has to do with anything other than, mom and dad, husband and wife, male and female, anything that's not what we would consider, anybody would consider the normal traditional American values is under attack, is what it is. That's what I'm saying.
Is it?
It certainly is by some. And basically that's what a lot of these, it's where do you draw the line in terms of, how much, it's a little bit like the transgender athletes all of a sudden. I'm not sure whether that's cuts into this or not.
I really don't think it does.
Probably not. But
I get what you're saying, and you have to ask, where do you draw the line? Here's what you do. You teach a curriculum that is, in terms of ideology, as neutral as possible, and you let people form their own opinions.
Boy, that sounds nice, but it doesn't work that way, does it?
I'm just saying, that's the way it should work.
Well, it should, but it doesn't work that way, right? Because there's always somebody that wants to stick their nose in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's not really, at least from my experience, it's not really a problem at the K-12 level as much as it is at the collegiate level in terms of professors tweaking their curriculums to fit some sort of agenda.
I think
at least that's my own experience.
I don't know.
Maybe the colleges I went to, the teachers had a little too much autonomy.
The concern is younger children and younger children. I'm not sure what the.
I'm just curious why you would want to. I just don't think sheltering people from beliefs other than what their parents and what their teachers and what you want their values to be. I think that's a bad thing.
Well, I think I would agree, but I think
sheltering people in any way, to me, well, in most ways, I should say, is a very bad thing.
I would say I can't disagree, but that's just the way. All I'm saying is it's just the way it is. All right,
and that's unfortunate, but I guess you just kind of have to learn to live with it.
So we've got answers to things, or no answers to the. We have no answer to what to do in Ukraine. We have no answer to what to do because nobody wants to.
We have no answers for our economy. We have no answers for our education system.
I do.
We just don't have any answers, do we?
Nancy Pelosi, would you please take the bill that was passed in the Senate, maybe modify it so that we don't have to have the time switched ever again? It was so go into effect in next year. Why they wanted to go into effect next year? Just let it go into effect immediately, so we never have to change the time again. It's daylight savings time right now.
I'm just saying, would you rather do it twice more, or would you rather do it the rest of your life?
I don't want to do it any. I know. I agree.
Those are the choices you have here. I'm not saying there isn't a third choice. I'm saying right now, those are the choices you have.
All right. I still say so. All right, I know. Okay.
I want to change gears a little bit here. I have a story on this. This was a big story Friday. Apparently, the U.S. House passed a bill to federally decriminalize marijuana.
Exactly.
And everyone's pretty much of the opinion it's going to die in the Senate.
Well, it should be a state by state issue, shouldn't it?
It really should, and I personally am for the full deprohibition of marijuana. One, because that's taxable revenue that this country needs,
and
you can have both federal and state taxes of it. And also, it eats up your tax dollars anyway because you're just clogging up the court system with low-level marijuana convictions.
Exactly.
And the only reason it's such a big problem is because it's illegal. Again, you look at alcohol prohibition.
Yes.
It did nothing but cause problems and turn normal people into criminals.
Exactly.
And personally,
It made a fortune for the mob.
And personally, I don't see the danger in marijuana because somebody, I think it was a political commentator, said this. Alcohol is the most readily available drug, and it's also the only one that actually makes people aggressive.
I can't argue with that.
I think legalizing something like marijuana that in most cases makes people very unaggressive.
It has been also proposed by some that that drugs in general should be legalized and treatment should be the should be the way that drug laws are handled. Mm-hmm. Frankly, it should be handled as a treatment you're using
it
this.
It could be some form of a healthcare issue, but you made it into a criminal issue.
Right, exactly. But see, that's the thing. All right, we're going to take a break. 319-754-1490. We'll chat about anything and everything. We got some good things going on. We'll talk about those things, too. How about that?
This is The Herd.
The winner in this is also
Colin Cowherd.
So what's going to happen in 1 year? You're going to be looking into his numbers, and they're going to look like Goff in L.A. with McVay. Now you're going to say to yourself, well, Goff got to a Super Bowl. Or Jimmy did. Yeah, in the NFC. Have you seen the AFC lately? This system makes B-minus quarterbacks look like A quarterbacks or A-minus quarterbacks.
This is The Herd.
Weekdays 11 to 2 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with a booming voice that emphasizes all the main points. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
That part is super important.
Here's one with a booming voice.
I'm emphasizing everything.
Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance.
Like a page with every word highlighted.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Welcome to Spring and Summer Memorial Installations. Hi, I'm Roy Dixon, the cemetery monument artist at Lida Burris and Metz Monuments. I've been handcrafting your family's granite memorials for 40 years now. Do you know that over 70% of people in today's world pre-plan their final destination and granite memorial stone? Give your family the security that they desire and deserve by completing your estate planning with the Lida Burris and Metz Cemetery Memorial today. We service all cemeteries in Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, and beyond. I've even shipped my specialty work to Mexico, Europe, Asia, and New Zealand. Stop by my office in Burlington on the corners of Oak and Osborne Streets and save up to 50% on selected, in-stock memorial stones during our spring granite sale, now through April 16th. Or call and I'd be honored to come into your home and discuss your memorial needs. Lida Burris and Metz Monuments. Quality you can see from a company you can trust.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. A former Burlington High School principal has been selected to a new position in West Burlington. The Burlington Beacon reports that David Keene has been chosen as the Curriculum and Instruction Director for the West Burlington School District. Keene's appointment is listed on the agenda for the West Burlington School Board's meeting scheduled for Monday. If approved, Keene would start the job on July 1st. Keene was replaced as BHS principal in 2021 by interim principal Monica Myers. The Monmouth Police Department has arrested two teens for allegedly shooting another man. According to a news release, 19-year-old Caden Bell and 18-year-old Nathan Perez were arrested Saturday by Monmouth Police following a shooting incident near 522 East Broadway in Monmouth. The teens are charged with attempted murder after shooting 21-year-old Brock Knowles twice in the leg. Knowles was taken and treated at OSF Family Medical Center. Bell and Perez are being held at the Warren County Jail. The incident remains under investigation by the Monmouth Police Department. An Iowa man who initially called 911 to report that a woman had suffered a heroin overdose has been charged with first-degree murder after officers found a blood-splattered board at the scene. The Gazette reports that 62-year-old Arthur Flowers of Cedar Rapids was booked into the Linn County Jail on Sunday in the death of Emily Elizabeth Leonard. Officers found her dead in a bathroom with obvious head injuries after Flowers called 911 around 6 p.m. Saturday. Investigators suspect she was struck with the bloodied board that was also found in the bathroom, according to a Linn County criminal complaint. Iowa agriculture officials announced Sunday that another 15,000 chickens and 37,000 turkeys will have to be killed after bird flu spread to two more commercial flocks. Since the outbreak began a month ago, millions of fowl have been killed, many of them in Iowa, which is the nation's leading egg producer. The latest cases were at a commercial turkey flock in Sac County and a flock of commercial breeding chickens in Humboldt County. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. The Biden White House could soon do away with Title 42, put in place during the Trump years as a way to deny entry to asylum seekers in order to slow the spread of COVID. Arizona's attorney general says it would be a bad move.
More Americans are going to die, and more taxpayers are going to have to pay for, you know, everything from health care to education benefits, welfare benefits, as the system gets overwhelmed.
Mark Brnovich on Fox says he may take the administration to court over it, saying his country's Russian invaders are guilty of genocide. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says it will now be harder to negotiate with Moscow following the discovery of atrocities committed in the town of Bucha outside Kyiv. The bodies of hundreds of civilians were found over the weekend, many of them shot and killed execution style. The Kremlin is denying it all, calling it a staged provocation. America is listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mostly cloudy and breezy and a high this afternoon near 54 degrees, but northwest winds will continue to gust to 25. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low down to 38. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, a 40% chance of rain mainly in the afternoon, a high to 58. And southeast winds gusting to 20. Rain possible thunderstorms are 80% likely Tuesday night, a low down to 43. And it should be sunny on Wednesday with a high up to 59 degrees. Right now, we continue with generally cloudy skies, 40 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Wall Street set for its first full week of April trading. Markets pointing to a mixed, slightly higher morning. April is the best month of the year for stocks, with an average of a 1.7% gain for the S&P 500 index in April going back to 1950. It's all about Tesla and Twitter this morning, as Tesla CEO Elon Musk has taken a 9% stake in Twitter. And Twitter shares are soaring 25% right now. Starbucks now has a union at its big New York City roastery. Workers voted yes over the weekend. Starbucks this morning saying it's suspending a planned stock buyback, which would enrich shareholders and not customers or employees, unless they, of course, own the stock. Tiger Woods showed up at Augusta National ahead of the Masters wearing FootJoy golf shoes, not Nike. No one knows if he's going to play yet. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
You run a small business, but who's running your HR? Do you have an HR manager? When's the last time you had an HR audit? Do your employees take workplace safety training? My last question to you is this. What are you waiting for? One complaint against your company can turn your world upside down. I'm Alan Jones, and I created Bambi specifically for small business. All so you can put your HR on autopilot. With Bambi's HR autopilot, you'll automate the most important HR practices, like HR policies, workplace training, and employee feedback. And you'll get a dedicated HR manager not for $80,000 a year, but yes, for $99 a month. We're here to help you navigate the most complex parts of your HR, available by phone, email, and real-time chat. And here's what I'm the most proud of. Bambi customers are four times less likely to have a claim filed against them, which is why Bambi has received thousands of five-star reviews. You run your business. Let Bambi run your HR.
Go to Bambi.com/advantage today for your free HR audit, spelled Bambi.com/advantage. Bambi.com/advantage.
The snow is melted, the birds are chirping, and warm weather is in the air. It's time to get out of the house and get out on the town in Greater Burlington. What better way to celebrate than a little retail therapy at your favorite Chamber of Commerce member business? Go ahead and put away those comfy sweaters until next year and freshen up your wardrobe with a new spring look from a local retailer. Get a jump start on your long home improvement to-do list you've made while you were stuck inside this winter. Or give in to your cravings and splurge on a delicious lunch or dinner from your favorite restaurant. Or maybe just treat yourself to something special for having to deal with winter. Here's to warm weather and spring shopping at your favorite local Chamber of Commerce member. Just look for the little Chamber of Commerce member sticker on the door. Brought to you by the members of the Chamber of Commerce, a division of the Greater Burlington Partnership. Making connections, building community.
Agriculture and business ventures can be stressful. I would like to help relieve some of that stress. I'm Max Mercer with Danville State Savings Bank. I invite you to become part of the Danville Bank family, where we give you the time and respect that you deserve. When you're ready, so are we.
Just one more way the team at Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. They believe that local business people and farmers like you are the backbone of the community.
Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's a change in the weather.
It's horrible out here.
And you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it can be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and online at KBUR.com.
All right, welcome back on the Out of Talk Show. We've been talking about the serious matters that we are facing in this world, and one of the things I mentioned a scholarly article by Nina Khrushcheva, and that is Nina Khrushcheva is the granddaughter of Nikita Khrushchev, and
former General Secretary of the Soviet Union.
Former General Secretary of the Soviet Union. And she talked about, or she wrote about, Vladimir Putin, what he has done in terms of destroying or taking Russia back. She said back 50 years. He's taken us back 50 years in time. And he's, frankly, I don't know if he's got a death wish or an end wish or whatever, but he's putting himself in, he's the pariah of the world. He is the grand pariah of all of the world. He's the only person that has ever been a bigger there's two other people that have been bigger pariahs. You know who they are. One is called Stalin. The other is called, you know, Hitler.
Yeah, I know. We all know. Why didn't you just say it?
I'm not even.
Or were you teeing me up for something?
No, I'm not even going to include Mao Zedong or Il Duce in there. Although you could probably also take, if you had to do criminals, you would have to say, you know, in Japan, who was it? Tojo ran the war, but who was the
Hirohito?
Hirohito was the emperor.
Kim Jong Un might be up there.
Well, Kim Jong Un he is, but he's
or his old man.
But he's got no. The fact is, but he's in this dark planet. He's in this little dark country that he can't.
What about Kim Jong Un's dad?
They're all. It's a country that's backward. That's more backward than any country on Earth. And you look at a map of North Korea at night. South Korea is all lit up and thriving. North Korea is dark and no power and
impoverished.
No food. There's no more striking contrast. Anyway, all right. Let's talk about anything else. Good things going on. You mentioned the fact that there's construction season going on. Yes.
It's one of the other two. It's the other season in the Midwest.
But we have more restaurants that are opening up. I did talk to Mikey J talking about Go Fish. I said, so how's business been over the course of the, he said it's been wonderful. He said it's hard. He said they're so busy right now. Now they've got three partners, so they don't have labor. They really don't have labor costs. So but it also means that he's working a lot of hours.
Yeah, that guy is working hard.
I know. And it's
so he's working harder than both of us.
You know, but when you run a business, I know that Tim Scott has written about this and talked about it.
It's true of any business owner. To get the investment back for time and energy, you have to love what you do.
You absolutely have to, and you're always going to be responsible. And somebody doesn't like what you did, then you're going to be what happens?
You got to fix it.
You fix it because word of mouth. What's the number one advertising? I'm not going to say radio. I'm going to say radio's up there. But what's the number one advertising medium in the world
right now?
In forever and ever, it's word of mouth. It's always been word of mouth.
Word of mouth and more recently word of text, a.k.a. the Internet.
Okay, well, word of mouth and word of text are really the same thing anymore, aren't they?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. If somebody gives you a high, yeah, if you're treated well and you have good things, people will, they will beat a path to your door.
Also, if you're having a good product really helps.
You have to have a good product. If you don't have a good product, then it's not going to sell. And if it's not going to sell, then you're going to be out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, 319-754-1490.
And supporting local business is always a good thing.
It always is a good thing. We have, you know, as I said, it really did strike me today and yesterday watching these, these people that had been executed laying in the street. And now, did you see the other side of that, the other thing that the Russian troops were doing?
Hmm.
Well, in addition to the criminal, the wholly criminal, is laying it, when they were leaving, they were putting basically mines on all streets, all the streets in and out of any one of these towns.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know,
want anyone to get out.
It's just the fact that we're dealing with an inhuman person, and really truly inhuman in Putin, but he's. I don't know what could possibly drive troops to be that criminal. I don't know. Is it Putin or is it something else? Good morning. Who do we have with us?
This is Dean.
Yes, Dean.
Okay, I got a question for you too.
All right.
You know, under Biden's new budget, he wants to raise the corporate tax. It's now 21%.
Mm-hmm.
In most of the industrial world, it is 21%.
Yeah.
Now, if you had a business, you too.
Okay.
If you raised it 28%, would you still stay here in this country, or would you go to another country where it's 21% and you're going to have cheap labor and less government interference how you run your business?
I think if I was a business owner and I was worried about the increase in corporate tax, I would raise the price for my product and then cover the costs.
And the other thing is...
And also cut labor to cover
it
as well.
It was 28%. It was 28% up until just a couple of years ago. So it was 28%.
But basically, you would not move your company and your business out of this country.
Well, I wouldn't move it out. The fact is, we've had enough. We see what we've seen in the rest of the world. The fact is, you are dealing with, again, another hypothetical question. I think the reality is,
it's not hypothetical because basically right after Trump lowered it, business came back. And if he did raise it, that probably would happen because
I would agree that there will be some that will leave. There's no doubt about that. As there's others will find out that others will stick around. The fact
a
is,
lot of the larger ones already use overseas labor.
And what we have right now is we got a real problem right now because the pandemic has made we're not getting anything from Russia right now. We're not, and we still have this supply chain. We've got 75,000 truckers who are still basically not wanting to drive their trucks anymore. And so we still got a supply chain issue. We're getting back to normal, but it's still a really tough fight right now. So I don't know. I think there's more ingredients that go into it than just simply
the text. Did you see the article in Hawkeye Sports?
What about it? Which one?
Which one?
The one about the football player. Did that surprise you? He may go to the NFL.
No, it doesn't surprise me at all.
It didn't me either because that, I mean, if I was him, I probably would have done the same thing. I mean, I wish him luck.
But the fact is, anybody can go anywhere, anytime, any place now. You know, and frankly, we've got this, the sports portal right now for all college athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no restrictions on going to the NFL. You can have one season and go to the NFL.
There's like NBA players who get drafted straight out of high school.
Precisely. So there's no more rules anymore about that.
Well, we may have a couple Iowa Hawkeyes may do the same thing.
Oh, sure.
Know.
Absolutely.
Of course they're going to do it.
Twins
if you're good, you're going
to go the NBA.
Did anybody see, by the way, did you see?
Pretty sure James Daniels, the former Bears center, enter the draft as a junior at Iowa.
We had the April 1st. I was looking at. I saw the tweet that that Kirk Ferentz was stepping down, and his son Brian was going to be taking over as head coach.
And you fell for it, didn't you?
I did not fall for it. I fell for it for a few seconds until I realized, okay, it's April 1st, for heaven's sakes. But Dean, you know what? It doesn't. I will say this, Dean.
Yeah, one more thing, quick, and I'll make it quick.
Okay,
go ahead. I don't know you heard this, but at Disneyland, if you go in there, you know they would say men, women, or children.
They're not saying that anymore.
Nope, they are.
They're just going to say people.
Okay, and no, that makes sense.
Be political correct.
I have no problem with that. They could call me, hey, if I have fun, I don't care whether they
if
go. If
that's going to stop you from going to Disneyland, that's going to be a sad day.
I can't go. It's for the rich.
Well, I will say this. The price. You want
to
know what?
Disneyland.
I will say this. Disneyland and Disney World have both. You know, we used to stay at the. We used to go to Disney pretty much every year, and we would stay at either the Swan or the Dolphin. Back in the day, my wife would get because she was a teacher. We would get a discount. And we would have an average price for a room in Disney of $150, and it would be a high-class, high-quality.
Is that a night?
That's a night. Now.
You're lucky you get that for an hour now.
Now that the price has started, $500. It's because
they realize the same thing that all business owners realize. If people really want the product, they'll pay whatever it takes to get it.
Dean, I think that's the other thing is, and I know he's talked about this billionaire's tax. I don't think that, frankly, I don't think it's going to fly. I don't think that's going to fly.
Well, I don't think it's going to fly either. I'm just saying, basically, if they do this, that then you're going to see a lot of jobs go bye-bye because that's what they're going to do. They're going
to
go.
Yeah, they're going to cut them to cover costs.
Anybody can go. Hey, Dean, the same rule applies to business as it does to athletes. They can go anywhere, any place, anytime, do whatever the heck they want. If they find it's a value to be here, they will stay here. If
they
find
go where
that.
The money is.
But they go where the money is, no doubt about it. Hey,
right, well,
hey, gotta let you go.
Well, have a nice day.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're gonna. As soon as Colin and I figure out what our business is going to be, we'll be back.
This is Two Pros and a College Joe.
Y'all ready?
You know what's crazy is that we're having all this discussion, and once the season starts and he's out for Cleveland week one, whoever they're playing week one, this is just going to sort of fade away.
Oh, what? Ubiquitous. Meaning, this will be everywhere.
Two Pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a cup of Joe, Jonas Knox.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Do you smell that? Sniff again. Ah, there it is. There are so many delicious aromas in the air now that grilling season is here. Standard of Beaverdale is happy to announce that just in time for grilling season, they are now a dealer for the very popular Traeger grills. Find their favorite Ironwood 885, as well as the Pro Series 34 and 780 models that are large enough to help you feed a crowd, and tailgater models that are portable and perfect for camping. The Traeger technology does the work so you can grill, smoke, roast, and even bake with confidence. A local outdoorsman was at Standard admiring the new Bronze Pro 34 model and said, if you love to hunt and fish and you don't have one of these, you're crazy. A sales rep happened to overhear this and said, if you're a human, alive and breathing and don't have one of these, you're crazy. Come see what all the hype is about at Standard of Beaverdale. You'll also find traditional Weber grills, both charcoal and gas models, and some more Blackstones are on their way. Your grilling season headquarters is Standard of Beaverdale in West Burlington, Iowa, open 6 days a week.
Let's keep on celebrating the year 2022 with a $2,022 cash grab at Catfish Bend Casino. 9 winners will be selected every Friday in April to grab for the cash. 1 drawing every 15 minutes Friday nights between 7 and 9. Earn an entry for every 50 points earned daily, 5 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Grab for the cash and win up to $2,022. See Player Services for details. Come out and play and live lucky at Catfish Bend Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
You rely on your eyes to do daily tasks, process emotions, react to danger, and more. That's why it's important to keep them healthy. Eye specialists at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in West Burlington treat medical conditions of the eye, including cataracts, glaucoma, and retina problems. Their ophthalmologists perform in-office laser treatments and injections, plus surgical procedures in the hospital. High-tech eye treatment is available close to home. Get it at Eye Specialists Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center. Learn more at greatriverhealth.org.
All right. Enough bad news. Enough irritating news. Good news. Things gradually fading away. I'm hoping, and I think, what did I do? I declared on this program that the COVID was gone. I know it's still possible, yes, and we may see a surge come back, and I hope the heck we do not. But it is something that, to me,
You're done with it.
I was talking about being on an airplane, and I had not been on an airplane since the pandemic started, and it was like having a mask everywhere you go, in an airport, in the Uber to go to the airport, or what. I didn't have to, well, when we drove to the airport, but beyond that, it was everywhere you went, you had a mask on. It's until you got out of the Uber wherever you were, and then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, you're free and clear now. To me, that's, you said something about the fact that it's mostly just to mollify some people who, you know, they had this rule in effect, and then they kept it in effect, and then for some reason they just wanted to keep on digging, keeping on. No reason. You know, the air in an airplane is exchanged far more times than the air in the rooms that you go into.
Mm-hmm.
And so why are we doing? Well, it's not. It's going to be ending. In fact, I believe it is ending. What is this? Is April 4th? It's ending in 2 weeks from today. Two weeks from today.
The
mask mandates for any airplane or airport.
Mm-hmm. So I think you can hold out for two or three more weeks.
Well, I'm not going anyplace either.
Not you specifically.
I know what you mean. But it was my first experience.
It's not all about you, Steve.
I know it's not. But it was like, no, it was. I don't know how much you.
Oh, sorry.
Well, no. I mean, a lot of people. I had not traveled. A lot of people have not traveled. They're now just starting to.
I haven't traveled very far.
Yeah. Any traveling I've done has been in a car, and it hasn't been very far.
I say you were just in Arizona 2 weeks ago.
Well, of course. Okay, I've been in an airplane, and okay.
I remember because I was here.
I know you were. You were sitting right here where I am. Anyway, it is. It's great to see. I had Damian Moynar. I don't know how many people went to the spring open house.
Hopefully a lot.
Hopefully a lot. Knowing that, the fact is, yes, okay, we've had some. Steve Ritter was on with me on Saturday. We were talking about how it's like, it feels like you're living sometimes in mm-hmm. London town. It's raining or there's fog. It's still cool. It's not. Mm-hmm. The sun is rare like today.
It's like living in Seattle.
It's a little bit. Actually, a little bit Seattle or London, but it's like that sort of thing where...
Yeah, I got another good thing, by the way.
A good thing. What's a good
thing? And I quizzed you on this, and it took you like 2 minutes to figure it out. What is Thursday?
Oh, opening of Major League Baseball.
That's right.
You didn't even think it was going to be, did you?
No, I think most people didn't because they thought... negotiations with baseball are usually very contentious.
We're going to get to the phones. Good morning. Who do we have with us?
Well, it's Breeze. I was going to make fun of the Will Smith thing.
All right.
Okay.
You got Black Lives Matter, cancel culture, critical race theory. Everybody knows by now that black people are allowed to get stupid and violent. You get a few white people show up.
Wait a minute.
We will not accept that.
No, that is not an acceptable comment. We're not going to take it. You want to talk to somebody else that will accept something like that, that's fine. No, stereotypes are not going to be, what is a stereotype? There is no such thing.
And stereotypes of the offensive kind are not welcome here.
No, we
of any kind.
And we will. Yeah, that's we appreciate calls that are above the line, not below the line. Anyway, 319. So, anyway, Major League Baseball is back. I think you weren't thinking it was going to be.
No, I didn't, because if past experience has taught me anything, negotiations over CBAs in baseball, which collective bargaining agreement, basically the work contract, the contract between the players' union and the league.
Now, I was
negotiations like that don't have a good track record with baseball.
Now, I said, remember what I said before when you were sure that it was not, and I said, I'm pretty darn sure
you thought the league was going to wear down the players' union, but no. And in fact, the players' union held pretty much all the cards in this scenario.
What happened was that both sides realized, you know what? If we don't play,
you're going to lose even more money.
The players don't get any money. The owners don't get any money.
I mean, the final straw, as I understand it, was the last thing that the league wanted to do to make up money was gut the minor leagues even more.
But here's what I thought.
But you already cut the minors in half, basically.
I was in Arizona. We were going to go to we had tickets for a spring training game. Didn't have those canceled. That game got canceled, They rescheduled a game. We did go there. In fact, we were there on St. Patrick's Day for the opening of the spring training season.
I can tell you from experience, St. Patrick's Day at Sloan Park is incredible.
But here's the thing that I realized, the reason that I was saying what I was saying. Do you know how many other people are employed by baseball and baseball stadiums?
Millions.
And I don't know if millions may be a bit of a stretch, but I'd say 100,000 or 200,000 people.
More than that, at least 500,000.
There's probably 300 or 400 just working that one game.
Yeah. Talking about security, you're talking about concessions, you're talking about seating, parking.
All of the things that go into
it. Security, the television crew.
Yes. Play-by-play, you bet it.
And not to mention all the guys who work in your front office. You got scouts, you've got analysts, you've got trainers, you've got...
Well, guess what? We're out of time, so I got to go.
The News and Sports Authority for Southeast Iowa.